The Sentai Review, Episode 78, Kamen Rider. The day is upon us.
It's here.
Welcome back to the Sentai Review, and today we're riding motorcycles.
Kamen Rider is here.
It is finally here. You kept asking, and when you were done asking, you started asking. So we finally did it. This is going to cover 1971 to 73.
Yeah, the first series, which has two Kamen Riders, so.
But as usual, before we jump into this, it's time to talk about that website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomKnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so
we've revved up the website.
This, it's Takeshi Kamen Rider 1.
Yeah, it's his last, the character's last name, but it is the first Kamen Rider. Along with the actor, well, we'll see.
There it is. That's the first image to boot the show.
He's a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all kind of...
Yeah, they kind of bugs, so...
If you remember right, in Season 3 of Power Rangers, that was the first introduction we had of one of these.
Yeah.
Go to save his planet.
I think that might have been along the 6th or 5th series of Kamen Rider that was transferred over.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And became Masked Rider, but...
Which I don't think that goes over too well here in America.
No,
it really is the niche fan base that likes Super Sentai stuff. People that enjoy the Henshin series are into this.
So yeah, this is the Kamen Rider on his bike.
Next! Check him out!
Posing.
Jean! Bug!
He doesn't have his other person to fuse with.
Not yet. True. Give it a minute.
Sorry, I had to yell bug.
But yeah,
oh my god, this is where the fusion dance came from.
His belt is wild.
It is.
He's also got the thing
around
his neck.
This is the era of the scarves.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're still rocking the scarves.
It's because it's the 70s, everybody's got an ascot or a scarf or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, scarves are cool, damn it.
Next.
Another angle of him on his... motorcycle,
see,
which
that,
looks a bit better.
The helmet looks pretty cool now.
That looks
from the side.
It's one of those pictures that looks like it's in Photoshop. You know what I mean?
I'm kind
of
digging this though, with him on the bike.
That's a
big part of what this was. They were riders.
Yeah.
That bike is sweet, though. I mean,
well, I could make the bike less sweet for you, but I mean, I'll be kind.
Oh no, do it.
Well, I was going to say the bike kind of looks like a motorcycle version of the Mach 5.
Dude, that makes
have
it
buttons.
Even cooler.
Dude, that is
you
pretty sweet.
You not like Speed Racer?
That's wild.
I'm not a fan of Speed Racer, no.
Oh.
Dude, I fucking used to watch
don't
that
get me wrong.
Religiously.
I enjoyed the fact of, you know, you had the steering wheel with the buttons that did shit.
It was awesome.
But sadly, at the same time, around the time
not
I discovered
the movie.
That... Okay. By the time I discovered Speed Racer, it was when Boomerang was on. So they'd be like, here's Wacky Racers. And here's Speed Racer. Followed by more Wacky Racers. And I'm like, I don't know. Just
Boomerang
no.
It took
cool.
you till Boomerang?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Although to be
I like
fair,
how you're surprised
I was also...
by that. That was before his time.
Yeah,
yeah
it was before your time.
Speed
it was before
70s.
All of our time.
Time.
Yeah, but you got to be introduced to something like that. That's like saying you've never watched Kamen Rider. It was 1971.
Now
I was born in 88.
Now for me, Speed Racer, I saw like these old VHS tapes that had Speed Racer and like some other cartoon.
I was introduced from MTV. 3 in the morning, Speed Racer.
Yeah, that's Dude. Another reason why.
Random
Most
time.
People of our generation were MTV kids.
Yep.
Random.
Not me.
It was random for me.
I literally didn't stop watching, like, Flip fucking, like, Fox Kids and shit until I was, like, almost
but
into my teens.
Now
for,
that you
For the Kamen Rider, I was introduced by this fan base. They're the ones that kept talking about it, so I had to go see what the hell it was.
You want to know
something? For the most part, it follows a lot of the same traditional aspects as Power Rangers.
Heroes defeating evil bad guys.
And
on motorcycles.
Yes.
But on motorcycles.
That's awesome.
Next.
So, getting a better picture of his helmet, it's
somewhat, I mean,
I don't if I'm not mistaken, as I've watched through a lot of different, I've seen through a lot of the different writers kind of going ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They're bugs. Yeah. Like, it seems to be a very common theme for the entire
common
series.
Theme.
It's a common theme.
Does anybody know what kaimen means in Japanese?
Actually, no. No, I did not. I did not bother to look up any...
It would be funny if it actually meant bug.
That would be neat, actually. Yeah, figure that out. And while you're at it, make sure we're saying it right.
Yeah, make sure. I don't want to say... I don't. Oh,
it's
kaimen,
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 kaimen.
Kaimen.
Well, we'll know soon. He's looking it up right now.
Google Translator.
Because I think it's
Google
been,
Translator. Kamon means bite you, by the way.
Kamon.
Kamon.
Okay, Kamon.
Kamon Rider.
So we've had that right
yeah.
at least.
What did you say it means?
Bite you. Or at least that's what Google Translate tells me.
No, it's saying disguise.
Disguise.
Okay, disguised rider. That makes a lot
bite
of sense.
Bite me disguised?
Yeah.
makes
well,
a lot
that's
of sense.
Fine. That's fine. The bug, it doesn't matter. It's a disguise. It could be a bug. It doesn't, it could have been anything.
Right. But so, I think if I remember right, looking through so far traditionally, I've seen an awful lot of bugs. Next.
It also means.
Oh, this is straight up awesome.
Bill, it also means mask.
Is that a.
Which is why I called it mask.
Is that a. Is that a. Is
again,
that a,
I don't really.
Is that a Megabuster?
Anyway, so whatever.
Do what?
Is that a Megabuster? His right arm. It's like a cannon. No, that's his belt. The way the picture looked from the zoomed out, it looked like he had a freaking Megabuster.
No,
that would
he
be
is no. he is infused with technology from this picture
yeah.
here though.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
He was
you can tell
experimented on, so
he's part cyborg.
He's part bug boy.
Oh, he's like enforced. He's like cybernetic.
Dude, that's awesome.
I've yet to actually sit down and watch like full episodes and runs. I went on YouTube and I checked out some action scenes and shit
I
to kind of get a feel for what
this
is.
Hold on, because now that you pointed
it's
that
pretty
out,
cool.
It's
like I saw some of the newer shit and I saw the previews for the newest thing coming out and it looks kind of wild.
So this, so
the weird thing is
it's still going on.
When you mention when we mentioned Bug, some of the stuff from Kamen Rider was used for Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yes, I believe that's true.
And some of that stuff was also carried over in Forever Red.
And actually, hold on, since I did spell it wrong, we are saying it incorrectly. It's...
Kamen?
Kamen.
Yeah, Kamen.
Kamen Rider.
Okay. Well, that's fun. That's awesome.
So,
I like
yes.
I like to be...
Kamen.
If we can do it
Kamen.
Right, I'd like to do it right. Dude, I'm really
Which
digging
again,
this picture.
Which again, I would have been right the first time, but instead I hit A instead of E because my derpy ass...
I straight up dig this image, dude.
I think it's interesting to see what...
Yeah, I almost wish... I almost wish like this. I would photo that page, and then I would hit the translate because that's awesome, dude.
I don't know. I didn't know anything about these guys. Like I didn't know anything like this dude's being like part cybernetic, or them being from a different planet, or whatever.
No,
nope.
No.
when
no, they
when
are
that
they are from
shop,
here.
He was from
right, but no.
Yes,
no.
But no.
No, that's a load of bullshit.
So,
the actual Kamen Rider, right here. He's an Earth-based hero.
He was just experimented on. That's it.
So basically, he's like the billion-dollar man.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
But instead of keeping him humanoid, they're like, by the way, because we are altering you to make you harder, better, faster, stronger, we're going to probably be fucking with your outsides pretty bad to the point that you're scarred up. So here, wear
no,
this.
No, no, no.
He was still a normal dude.
Yeah, he's a normal dude. He Henshin.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
he
exactly
literally
like
is
our
the
Rangers.
Billion dollar man. He's
yeah.
a normal dude. They
he,
just
he
gave him
follows,
robotics.
He is. He's one of the things that helped start the Henshin legacy.
I assume that from when what I've seen, I just assume that they were, you know, two
he
guys on a motorcycle
sort of, he would
fighting
have some
crime.
Sort of Each one has some sort of call phrase or some sort of device that turns them into
it
a
seems like this. Yeah. This seems like an interesting show to watch.
Next.
The bike, man.
Dude, I'm really digging the way he looks.
That dude.
Yeah, that's him right there.
Kind of. There's a better view later on, so.
Wait. Scroll back in a little bit. Go up. That looks like that dude who defends the Sega Saturn.
No, it's not.
Sega.
Yeah.
It is
Sega?
It is?
Yeah.
Yes!
No way.
The guy's from Japan. And same guy.
Holy shit.
That is nice. So beast. This series is awesome.
This is also the Blu-ray box.
I missed out on that. I did not.
This is a Blu-ray box cover art.
I did not
totally
realize
that. That dude was hardcore. He's the only person that could tie with Chuck Norris.
Wow. Too bad they both get beat by
Dolph Lundgren.
And who gets beat by Bruce Lee?
Yep.
Sadly,
because Bruce
true.
Lee is
nobody
no
can
joke.
Beat Bruce Lee.
That's why you can't find Bruce Lee jokes. Bruce Lee is no joke.
It's true.
That's actually brilliant. I never really thought about that. Like I see all these Chuck Norris things, and he's starting the Dolph. I'm like, where are all the Lees at?
Lees are true.
Lee is no joke.
He's true. Yeah.
Next. Mm. Oh, dude.
This is
like
from
an anime type of.
This is
right
from
now.
The a figure.
That's a figure.
Yeah.
I want that. That's Swedish shit.
That's an amazing looking figure.
Last I checked, this is from a figure, so.
That is a detailed figure.
Why the fuck can't any of our Super Sentai shit look like this?
That is actually a question. I've actually asked that before because like with the with the Super Sentai stuff or our Rangers, I'm surprised that they haven't released actual clothed like collector's items.
Yeah. Make sure it is
I like his jacket.
What I think it is.
How
figure.
It looks like a bug's torso, thorax. Like. It's a, but you can see the zipper.
Yeah.
It's just a bike. He's just literally wearing biker clothes. But it looks like a bug.
Sweet ass cool spinny belt.
And he has a sweet, like, they always say to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. Well, he took it literally, and now he's got a bug head.
I'll be honest, if I ever had the inkling to get a motorcycle and somebody would sell me a helmet that actually protects me that looks like that I could see, I'd rock it.
Well, considering how old this might
that
be.
And people would be like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
okay, hold on, what's going on over there? Because now we're getting double chatter on the
Max.
Look
up the fucking website. So we can figure out what this is.
Okay, well, that's good and fine, but we're getting double chatter, so I had to ask what was happening. Because the mic is up, see?
Yeah, his mic is up.
Yeah.
I was getting double chatter from a conversation happening in the background. I was curious what was happening.
This is a detailed figure.
Next.
And there it is.
Oh, yeah, there's the better view of it.
The guy's own stand, and he has different hands.
Multiple hands,
dude,
yeah.
This thing is cool as shit.
I can't wait to see what Mask Rider number 2 looks like.
Next.
Oh, look at the detail.
And he's got like little wings.
Like bug wings.
On the back of his
jacket. Right.
That's awesome.
Look at the side of his helmet here.
Yeah, I see that. What is that?
That's a good question, but it looks cool as shit.
Ridges with dots on it?
Well, it's probably because it depends on what kind of bug he's supposed to be.
Is that supposed to be like the side, like the mouth?
The pinchy things?
Yeah, is that something like that?
And I notice it's saying Masked Rider here, so this might be...
Well, that's because this toy probably came out in America
also. Yeah, when
it
came to America, it probably became Masked Rider, so...
I go to some of the cons, and I often see there's
never
usually...
Never seen any figure like this before.
No, but there's Kamen Rider booths. You just never pay attention to them. Last year, we went to a con, and there was an entire booth set out that had every season, and they were selling it on DVD and Blu-ray.
Which con?
It was the last one me and you went to, literally.
Comic-Con in St. Louis?
St. Louis.
Yeah. There was a booth set up where there was a dude there, and he had racks put up, and he just had a tiny little booth, but he was selling every single season of the show.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
This show seems interesting. I would give it a shot, actually.
Me too.
To be fair, man, if I can put up with the corniness that is Power Rangers, I can put up with anything.
That's true. He makes a point, because if you watch Power Rangers... Which I'm really trying to get these reviews done. I am in the course right now of trying to watch this SPD crap.
SPD's
and this SPD crap is killing me. It sucks. It's so bad. Like, I cannot get through it. It's just awful.
Shall we rate that season already? We'll give it like a 0.5.
No, because I'm gonna bitch and bitch and bitch when we get to that review. And I'm sorry if that's a season you liked, but the American Power Rangers cheesed that season up so hard. I just can't get through it. I've been on disc 3 for like 4 weeks.
And guess what? You ready to hear this? That's not even the worst one.
I know.
You still got to get through Operation Overdrive and Samurai.
I'll make it. Take me time.
Two of the shittiest ones we got.
I said I'll watch it before we do the reviews. I will do it. Next.
It is him. It really is him.
There he is.
That's right. If you do not buy a Sega Saturn, he will come for you on his motorcycle.
And throw it at you. He will throw it.
That is sick.
I never knew
that. How did I miss that? Because I even looked up a little Wikipedia page where I was just reading about the writer in general, and it did not mention who he was.
The actual actor's name.
Right.
Yeah, and I actually went in and looked him up, and he is still doing stuff.
He's kind of like, he's their JDF. He does a lot. I knew the first writer just kept appearing in different costumes and modifications and episodes and things, but I didn't know it was him.
I mean, the only thing he's not carrying over in is when they're rebooting, like for a movie. So
right.
Dude. That is awesome.
Unless it's a weird cameo.
Never knew that guy. I just remember that guy from the Sega commercials. I didn't think he was anything but that.
Are you glad I'm here now? Because I don't think anyone really would have
you
noticed
did
or
point,
mentioned
you
it.
You pointed
it. He knew it. Were you planning on mentioning it?
Yep.
I think he was waiting for this picture to do it.
Oh, well.
For you to see a full picture of him. Not
I called
small,
dibs, apparently.
Not just
so
a small Blu-ray image.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, Kamen Rider 1. And that's his character name.
Weird green.
The Rider one, like I said, like what? I tried to bring it before, was his costume design changed somewhat.
I'm glad it did.
I don't like the green.
Because the one on the left sucks.
I'm not digging the green so much.
The one on the right looks...
I like the black one,
better.
But I do not like
you
that.
You see this a lot in different series, and I could pin it down to Star Trek in general. They started out the series wearing sweaters...
Yeah.
Remember the turtlenecks? And then they moved from the sweaters, and some of them started wearing, like, these T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of them started wearing the polos. And then later on, they started adding just, like, the shirt with the undershirt that was solid black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they kind of stuck. And then Bones went through one or two different attachments, too, where he started wearing the really weird silky shirt. And this probably does the same thing. They don't know exactly what they want. They start filming a couple episodes. They say, man, this green is clashing or something like that. Maybe they kind of toned it down
Assuming,
I don't know how it went. I haven't watched it.
I'm just assuming
it,
that's his younger self.
Yeah, that's probably around the first series.
Well, we got a thing. You said this is 71?
This is between 71 and 73.
Yeah, this ran for like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And
that's when the third Kamen Rider had his own series. So.
Okay. Next.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to...
Yes!
Well, I was about to say, though, now that I'm back, I checked out that website, and yes, they literally do, like, not quite the 75th anniversary Bruce Lee, but it kind of is. Like, everything is movable and
poseable. I've seen those.
Shit,
that's not
so.
What I'm talking about, though.
No. That's what I mean. That's what they specialize in.
Right.
So that picture literally is, like, a statue figurine thing
right.
that you can move and pose. So, yes.
But we were talking about why don't they do that? With like
for Power Rangers,
how
yeah,
come there's
I know.
No
Super
things
Sentai
like
Power
it would be
Rangers.
Cool to have a Green Ranger that kind of detail.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, but somebody questioned. They were like, "Is that actually some legit shit?" And I was like,
"Oh, okay."
I was wondering about the
yes,
website.
Yes, that is legit.
Next,
here's another image of him holding his helmet.
I will beat your ass.
Next,
and I think we're back.
And we're back. And that's okay. That's the one of the solo.
Now you have to. Now you have to. Rate the first.
Oh yeah, I should probably
writer.
Turn my phone back
okay,
on.
Okay, well,
seeing I have nothing to go off of, he's getting a 5. Especially because he's fucking Segato. Of course, he's gonna get a 5 because I don't want him coming in here seeing we're not playing Sega Saturn and fucking throwing me and causing me to explode twice.
Or yeah, he will do that.
Or worse, throw a gigantic Sega Saturn at us.
And then make me explode twice.
So I'm going to give him a 4-5 just because, like Nick said, I don't have anything to go on. But he looks, I like how he looks.
I would rock that costume, to be fair. I feel like if I was given the choice, like if I guaranteely could make a suit for like a con, and there was no strings attached, the rider is, okay, I like the Rangers, but there's one thing that stops me from going as a Ranger. The spandex costumes.
It's going to get hot as hell.
Yeah. It's not just that it gets hot as hell, but
Have you not seen me, Bill?
I was gonna say I've.
We are not skinny folks.
I fell behind on my sit-up quota.
plus he's wearing. This guy's wearing leather, so
I saw a fat brown ranger.
I would.
But leather would be worse than sweating and stuff. Hey. So.
Well, the spandex. Believe it or not, spandex is really bad. If you ever worn one of their costumes, which I've been in one time when I was younger. The spandex is not the problem.
Are you?
The undersuit is the problem. You wear like a giant sock. That's literally what it is. There's a band that goes under your foot right here, wraps around, goes around your ankle, and then it's like a tight, puffy bodysuit type of thing.
I know this feeling because I have a Spider-Man costume that's a lot similar, but it's got a zipper up the back.
Is that what you're saying? Is that it would be uncomfortable? It has nothing to do with you being self-conscious.
No, okay. In a little bit, I'm self-conscious. Look,
I'm not
rocking the Ranger
offense,
figures, okay?
There was a bearded dude who went as Sailor Moon.
I saw that.
You have no reason to be self-conscious.
I have no reason to worry.
No.
But look, but you really do. Yeah. If you've never worn one, you don't know.
I've never
worn one.
You wear
like a weird sock suit. It's a lot like wearing a sock. It's the only way I can describe
it to
you.
That's too uncomfortable.
It has a little band that goes around your hand here, and a band that goes around your foot, and then you wear this big bodysuit thing. It's like a puffy bodysuit with like a puffy, turtly neck part, okay? And then there's a hood that you pull up over your head. And it covers you till about, it's like literally like this, like right here, right on your face, like you're about to rock a ski mask.
Yeah.
Then you put the Ranger costume on top of that. All the spandex goes on top of that.
That's too uncomfortable.
And that's how they actually wear those things. That way the spandex, you can sweat and move and fight, and you don't bleed through the spandex and look all nasty and wet and shit.
That would be worse for those movie costumes.
I bet the movie costumes are different, to be fair. But I couldn't say so for sure. But that's how that spandex suit wears. You basically wear like this sock suit.
Under it, though.
They probably wish they never wore those.
If I had a picture of it, I'd show it to you. It's wild. I remember the first time, I only got to wear one time. And it was cool and exciting, but uncomfortable.
So
this is just normal riding leathers.
This is a biker outfit.
Yeah, you just
with a bug helmet.
I have a biker outfit with this badass vest that's got some extra padding that makes me look like a bug, and this sweet ass helmet,
dude.
Or I could rock this epic suit and carry this helmet.
That'd work too.
Yeah, because if you don't, he will hit you.
So, are we set for?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no,
nobody's fucking rated but two people.
Oh shit! Yeah,
who the fuck is rated?
We got the talking.
It happens. We get distracted.
I know.
What do you got, Scott?
I'm going 4.
That's not bad. 4, 4, 5, and 5.
Then I'll go 4.2.
All right, being different, I like that.
I think I'm standing pretty strong at a 4.5 because, yeah, I this guy. Look, starting your series, if the costume was to have failed, you're done. You probably only get one chance. It's different when you have, like, the Rangers. You go
five of them.
You go 3 or 4 seasons with good suits, you throw out one set of terrible-looking costumes,
and you come back with a good one.
But you have the credibility that maybe next time they'll be better.
Yeah.
This guy didn't have that opportunity. He had to nail it right off the bat. And I'm just seeing these. In motion, he actually does look better. I saw a couple of the action scenes.
I just can't wait to see what the second rider looks like.
Okay, well, 4.44 for the first guy.
Hey!
Hayato.
Triple fours.
Yep.
Hayato, Kamen Rider 2.
Let's see what you look like, guy.
Ready?
And I should warn you, there's some newer versions of the costume in this one, so...
That's fine.
Let's see...
Dude, this guy looks pretty... Dude looks super cool!
That is one of the more advanced...
That's
versions.
A new...
I'm digging the shit out of this one! This dude's got, like, body armor on!
I was about to say, I think this is a cosplay where some dude has modified and updated the costume to make it look even cooler.
I
want to
see what it originally looks like, though.
I mean, shit, that's like a fusion between the Kamen Rider and, like, Master Chief.
With the green, yeah.
No, with the way the body armor's set up and the color of the green. Yeah. I mean, Bill, you can't really see the green. I'm sorry.
That's right.
But we promise you there is green there.
No, it's legit. Like, the Mjolnir armor green is what that green is.
It's Master Chief green.
Like, the Mjolnir armor.
Next.
The way it's set up. Yeah! That dude is rocking the shit out of it. Look at him. He's like, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
His looks a wee different, though. Like, I don't see as much... Maybe it's just this picture, but it doesn't look like leather, like a biker. That looks like he's got trap pants
on. He almost looks
a
little cheaper?
Yeah. Yes.
I think so.
This is the issue I had when trying to find the two different Kamen Rider images, because...
They wear almost the same suits.
Some cases they were about the same.
I was noticing this. I had a fan that's...
a bit more broad in the chest.
He is, yeah.
I had a fan that sent me a thing of images...
Yeah,
and I wish I still had them. There was a guy.
Maybe he was whiter than the other guy.
There was a fan that sent me all the images, like all of them, every show start to finish. And I had the file. And then this fucking makes me crazy. We started talking about doing the show. I went to transfer the file through Dropbox. And normally when I do this, I copy the file and paste it into Dropbox. When I went to transfer the file, something happened and I lost the file. And if you lose the file during transfer, it's gone. Because you're actually moving a file from your computer to the Dropbox, which goes to a different computer. And I lost it during transfer. And because it never appeared in the Dropbox, it was gone from my computer and gone from the Dropbox. It never dropped. And I don't know what it was that happened, but because of that, I lost the file he'd sent me.
Huh.
So that was it. I lost all of it. And he did me a real solid, too. He had sent me all of it.
Because that's weird, because I know a few times the Dropbox has failed for me. I still had the original in my laptop.
Oh, you're lucky. See, mine actually moves the actual file into Dropbox. So, like, you'll see me often, if I have to put something through Dropbox, I'll copy it, then put it in there. Because if I move the file, I'm actually moving the file, and if it doesn't go through, I lose the original file.
That's
like,
weird.
If it corrupts during transfer, it's gone.
So, maybe it's just this picture. I like the helmet. I'm not digging
I think it looks cheaper.
It's cheaper.
All around.
I don't like
His vest looks cheaper. His belt looks cheaper. The helmet looks cheaper.
It almost looks like he admired the first guy and tried to copy him, but did not work out as well.
Didn't pull it off?
Yes. That's what it looks like to me. Maybe another pick.
So basically you're saying, like, a person who's just starting cosplay threw together a suit that they could as quick as possible right before a con. It was like, yeah!
Or the guy in the show, and I don't know the show.
Right.
But from what it looks like, it sounds like, it looks like the guy in the show who becomes Kamen Rider number 2 admired the first guy and wanted to be him or be like his partner, so he threw together whatever he could find, and that's why it looks so cheap. Because the other guy's costume looked really, really sleek and everything. But for me, like I said, I don't know what this guy looks like. He looks like a fat guy in a costume. Compared to the other guy. Now, this is better. This looks better.
Actually.
Yeah.
Now it goes back to this.
It still looks a little cheap. It's his helmet. Something about his helmet looks cheaper than the last guy I was looking at. I don't know why. There's something that looks a little cheaper
about
him.
And now he's wearing...
It's probably the bug eyes.
I think it is. I think it's the eyes of the bug, because the mask part, the mouth looks better and more expensive, more detailed, but the eyes are fucking me up. They look cheaper than the last costume.
Well, the last costume, it was more segmented. This one, it's just like they put like a red glass lens over it.
Yeah.
I still think this looks a lot better than the last picture, to be fair. This looks infinitely better.
Yeah.
I can actually see that it looks like it's leather now. He changed the color of his
it's
boots.
It's a different bike.
Different
bike. His motorcycle's not as cool.
His motorcycle is not as fat. His looks...
It's not as sleek, though, either.
No, it's not. If you look at the first rider's bike, it was sleeker. And in the front, where the lights are at, it was more of an oval shape. While this is not
this
so
is
much.
This is more like, yeah, hey, I'm a dirt bike.
Yeah, I was actually about to say that. This definitely looks like it's more of like a dirt bike.
Actually, it probably is a dirt bike looking at the tires.
Yeah.
It's most likely a dirt bike.
Yeah, that they just kind of changed a few pieces around to make it look more like a motorcycle.
Still, to wear, I mean, I would wear, I'd rock this, drive around a motorcycle.
Next.
And actually, technically, with it being a dirt bike, he could do more shit with it.
Yeah, see, here's the schematics for this dude, so...
Oh, he's robotic as shit.
Yeah, this dude's way more cybernetic. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if this dude isn't just like a full android or something.
No, he's got muscle there, though.
Yeah,
you can
does.
See the muscle, so he's got... Eh. He is human.
It could be artificial muscle, though.
It's true, but that look...
I'm pretty sure he's not a T-1000.
If I'm not mistaken, the first riders, I don't know about the rest, but the first riders are a cybernetic type of thing. They are like the billion-dollar men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not like a T-1000 from Terminator, but yeah.
Those don't even look like muscles right here in the leg. That looks more along the lines of like cables.
No, they are. They're opened up so you can...
Yeah, that's cross-sections.
Oh, well, it's bad artwork, but that is muscles. He's a guy. Next. Ooh!
Man, pick it.
Yeah, that looks really cheap.
Oh, my God.
See, look at his belt. It looks cheaper. His eyes look cheaper. This vest, remember you liked the way the zipper went up? Look at it. Yeah. It's like what they did was they knew they had something at this point. They have to make a new costume for the new guy. Well, usually in these shows, they don't make a costume. They make 6 or 7. Well, that costs a lot of money. And the first guy got the 6 or 7, and they were like, well, that looks great. And then the first guy's like, hey, I'm out, or whatever, you know. Because I don't know if they both rode together, or if the first guy had to leave, and a new guy took over and continued the series. I don't know how that worked yet.
I know that in, I think it was the third one from what I read, they both did team up, so.
Okay, but... In terms of this, the first guy was gone, the second guy took over?
I don't know.
And then they probably teamed up on the third, you're talking.
I read that they did team up a lot in the third, so I don't know.
But if they teamed up, that's what I mean. They rode alone. Because team up, look, you're either a team or you team up. If you team up, you're a lone rider. If you're a team, you rode together. This is what it is. You don't say, like, every now and then the Green Ranger would team up with the Power Rangers. That's not the way you phrase that. He was part of the team.
He was basically
so,
the leader.
So that means these guys were independent lone riders.
I always
first agree. Hold on. First rider, episodes 1 through 13. Second rider, episodes 14 to 52. With crossovers with the first rider in episodes 40, 41, 49.
See, those
and
are
then full-time. 51 to 98.
See, those are team-ups. Then they become a team. So, yeah, yes. So what they did
was
they
switched back
they
and
had,
forth.
No, but what I'm talking
last one, did he?
But they made all of they made all the costumes, and they probably expected that he was sticking around, and then something probably happened. You don't know. Shows are crazy, man. Something probably happened. Yeah. If something happened with his availability, and he was like, I got to cut out, and they were like, shit. So they get this other dude, right? And they run a story for this other dude. They bring him in. They make him a rider. But now you got to make another 7 costumes because the costumes you have don't fit this dude, right? And rather than, like, you could try to modify some of them, but probably what they did was they copied the costume as close as they could, and they cut every corner they could to make it
and
cheaper.
And I think why it doesn't look as good is because, as you can see it from here, It's not the leather biker outfit. It doesn't look
right.
Leather.
No, it's not leather at all.
It looks like
he's
wearing track pants.
No, it's like what I would wear on a normal day.
Minus the bug.
I mean, without the bug attire, but I mean, like the
right.
way the cloth is, it's like legitimately
it's a track
just.
Suit. It's a track suit, and then they put
They put gloves
and everything on it to make the leather appearance, but it's a tracksuit. It's like,
and that,
it's not even a riding suit, because a riding suit is really tight.
And that's maybe why it doesn't look as good. While the first one looked awesome, is because it was meant to be a riding attire. It's biker gear. This is not biker gear.
This is probably a type of... I'm not going to say denim. I think it's a lesser material than denim, but it's basically a tracksuit is what I'm looking at. It even has that little line down the side and everything.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, the racing stripe, yeah.
He's cheaper. His costume is cheaper.
Right.
And that's I think, is what's catching our eyes. Because the eyes are cheaper. They're not as cool as the last one. The faceplate looks cool.
But
then... you look at his gloves. I don't even think his gloves are as expensive as the gloves they used for the original
costume. They keep changing. They go from red to green. And
if you look at this middle part right here.
Yeah, but that could just be the picture continuity.
This middle part right here, his chest, that's like, what they basically did was they made a foam type
chest.
They made like a foam thing that they kind of put on the chest, where the other one, I think, might have been actually sewn into the chest and was probably a different material.
Right.
You could just tell this is a cheaper costume.
Yeah, it is. What do we got next?
Next. See, that's a cosplayer.
Yeah.
That's different, and the cosplayer looks way cooler.
That's not a cosplay.
Are you sure?
It's a statue. I found this on Wikipedia, and this was listed as the first rider.
Oh, it's not material. Yeah, okay, I see it.
But
I had to zoom
is,
in.
The helmet's
on
off,
Wikipedia,
isn't it?
Wikipedia said it was listed as the first rider, but it's not.
Yeah, that's the second rider's outfit.
Yeah, because the racing stripe.
The racing stripe, the first rider's belt thing was a lot different.
So they managed to make the statue look better than the costume?
Not debating, I'm just curious to see what the differences of these two men were. So let me open this so that we can get kind of a debate as to the two men. And if you want to put them side by side, or just say that we're checking the debate, there was no racing stripe on the first rider.
No.
So that's determined. You're right. So that right off the bat, that makes him the second rider.
Later on.
The helmet is different.
Later on when they teamed up, I think there was like a stripe or two.
The helmet was a clear white eye.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a bit of red there.
Right, but it's not like, it's not like, this is the rider right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a clear material.
Yeah,
where
he actually has segmented fly eyes.
The other dude has those dark red definitive eye lenses.
Plus, if you look at the antenna.
His antennas are different.
Yeah.
They're thinner on the other one. See how thin they are and small?
Yeah.
The other ones are more defined.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I'll give it is that it's a statue, so they probably didn't want the antenna to break.
That makes a lot
but
of sense.
Even so...
No, because...
The ascot also goes in the front, whereas he's got...
Also, his
back.
Belt. His belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said the belt. The belt's different on the...
different color.
It is.
It's red.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then the gloves are wrong,
because
the gloves of the second rider were red.
And these are silver.
And these are silver.
So I don't know if they tried to combine... I don't know if they tried to combine the two for the statue or what. So
see, this gets really weird because you just hit it. You just hit it on the nose. The belt in the middle, this part of the belt, not the red overlay of the belt, the underpiece, but
the
changer part, that is from the first rider. You could tell because the other dude just had a really red thing there. We were just making fun of how cheap it looked. But then the gloves are definitely from the first rider, but the stripe is from the second rider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking, does the second rider's gloves ever change?
Yeah. I don't know.
I saw them go from green to red.
Yeah.
They switch colors in a couple of the pictures that we've seen.
Next.
Yeah, see, because now they're green.
They look black to me now. They're green.
Because
of my eyes, they are green, but yeah.
Hayato.
But is that? No, I think that's still green, isn't it?
They're green.
Yeah.
Green.
So they went from
one
red
major
to
difference
green.
I saw was the actual centerpiece between the eyes. On the second one, it was really clear, like metallic silver. Where the other one is more like the faded silver.
Here you can see that the helmet.
Well, also the racing stripe changed. They went from single stripe to
double stripe.
So that must have been from the following year or something. So
And is that and is
regardless, that statue is not the first Rider.
Yeah.
He's very much the second Rider.
Some weird combination of both. So,
so basically, what you're telling me is the way they celebrated a season two of this guy, they gave him an additional racing stripe.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. And they updated his belt to look less cheap.
A bit of an upgraded helmet. So
that's awesome. This dude is winning at life.
Oh, and the stripe moved to the inside of his arm and outside.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, one dumb question. Does his scarf look cheaper now than it used to? Because now it just looks like tissue paper.
It looks cheaper.
Yes, it looks cheaper. It looks like they upgraded certain things, like his chest
and they downgraded
and his belt,
the,
but then they gave
downgraded
him a cheaper
the
scarf.
Easiest thing on his attire is a freaking scarf.
Next.
I am Gaiman Rider 2. That looks awesome.
See, but that red.
Yeah,
I actually prefer the other eyes. This really deep red, I'm not, I just don't dig it.
And then he's back to the red gloves.
And then he has the red gloves again.
Like I said, they changed it
now
over.
Now his helmet's like pure silver, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's kind of like an off-sickly blue kind of.
But, but that still comes down to he had red and green gloves. The original Rider had those silver gloves.
Yeah.
But the Silver Rider didn't have the race stripe.
Originally, yeah.
Basically, what's really messing with you is that this Rider doesn't have the fly eyes. He has just solid red eyes. If he had the bug eyes, like, well, there are bug eyes, to be fair. But if he had those...
He never got a racing stripe.
Yeah. No, he never had a stripe on him.
When I saw some of the team-up images, he did.
Okay, but that's not what we have
here. Yeah, I know.
This is an original.
Yeah, this is the solo ones.
We're going with the original.
Just like with my... My Zord that I got bombed on, we have to grade on what we have. Mm-hmm. Next.
Yep. Oh, that looks awesome. Why? That looks awesome.
See, that looks a hell of a lot cooler right there.
That,
so
is the,
that must be another one of those.
That's either one of the newer upgrades or a cosplayer.
Yeah, these, I bet you these costumes get remastered so that they can make crossovers
and stuff
all the time.
I think this might be from
the
movie that they did.
Yeah, and that's true. That Kamen Rider has had multiple movies. Not like a Power Rangers special event hour-long episode that we're going to call a movie. A
theatrical.
Dude, this looks
or
so
even
cool.
A theatrical version where
funny,
paintball uniforms
But what's funny
up.
About this picture, at the angle that he's at, his scarf looks like a tie.
Yeah, it does.
I'm
next.
And
so, we're done.
And we're
so,
back.
Do we call him Business Rider at that
it's
point?
This is what he looked like. Looked like he was being sophisticated.
So what are we doing here?
I think
this guy.
I think the first guy was better. I really do. The cheapness of...
I'm at like a 3.5 for this
I'm
one.
At
yeah,
a 3.2.
So
I'm going to do a solid 3 on this. I mean, it's just kind of an average thing compared to how
the other guy
well
was outstanding.
The, first one was.
The other guy was really good. Really
well done.
I probably
catch hate on this, and I don't care. I really think the first one was actually a lot better than this guy.
Most of the time, the original is better than what comes after it. So, in this
you mean
case...
like Ghostbusters?
Yes, the original Ghostbusters was better than what came after.
Oh, yeah? What came after it?
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh. That was a pretty good movie in its own right, though.
Not as good as the first.
Yeah? Huh. I also enjoyed the series.
The real Ghostbusters was nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all there's been, right?
No, I could have sworn there was a second cartoon where, like, they go into the future or some shit.
I know that there was an Extreme Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think that's
there
what
was.
Yeah.
Where that's where the dude was in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
That's not where Bill's going with this.
And
where
then
Bill's
after
going...
that, I think they did something else, even. I
no,
think
actually,
there was
no.
another series
I...
after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. There was a third movie. It was released on the Xbox 360, the PS3,
the video
and
game.
The Wii. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Shit,
that
should have
been the third
And they
movie.
Couldn't get Bill Murray to do it, so they hired a voice actor to take his place.
And it sounded quite like Bill Murray.
Yeah, it was like it actually fooled a lot of people.
It fooled me. I literally thought it was him.
Yeah.
We played that game a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Online and stuff. It was
I
a
think
lot of
our
fun.
Ghostbusters discussion is done. Let's go on to these ending pictures here.
Well,
oh, wait,
no,
score.
Because Scott never actually graded.
Yeah.
Go ahead, guy.
We didn't get the final score for the second
so
one.
So do it.
So okay. Fucking give me a score, damn it! I gotta piss. Hurry up!
You're not the only one. 3.
Okay, and then we do the thing, and then we divide by the thing, and this guy got a 3.24. And fuck these double pictures! I gotta piss real bad.
Dang.
Like, gonna leave a wet spot on your couch that wasn't left by your old lady.
Right, you know, as
now
you're
looking,
As you're discussing what you have to do, you could be walking in pain.
Now, okay, the second guy now has the silver gloves.
He look how...
Are you sure that's the same?
Yeah, because he has the double stripe.
But the red gloves...
And they gave him a new one stripe. It's hard to tell, but I'm positive because we just saw the picture where the double stripe was the second rider.
But the second rider also had
and
red
also,
gloves.
And also, the second rider is smaller.
Yes.
And the first rider, he's an in-shape, bigger guy.
Bigger,
Takashi
yeah.
was in better shape. And you can look right here and see Takashi is a bigger guy. He's the first one.
But now my question is, they added a stripe to the first one?
Looks like it. It's right there.
That uniform looks cheap.
But now it seems like they downgraded the uniform again.
They downgraded his uniform to match the other guy, and I don't like that.
Well, they probably have to. I mean, you have to... When you run a show... Especially weekly, and you tear these costumes up, and we don't know what happened. He was gone for a long time. We read it. He was there for 13 episodes, then he was gone until like episode 52. We don't know if he was ever coming back. Maybe something happened and he cut out for money. We don't know what it was going on.
Right.
Shows have these problems. Jason, Austin St. John said, give me that money. And they said, go catch a cab, bitch. Anybody can wear your costume. And they proved it. They sent him on his way. And we don't know what happened here. So while he was gone, when he came back, they probably threw all his shit away. And then they probably modified shit that was already being worn by the other guy for him. Because if you look at this picture, this is cheaper than the costume that we saw for the first Rider pictures. And not only that, it looks very much like the first, but it looks very much like the second Rider. So they probably took the second Rider's costumes... And put him in it. Look how tight his fucking pants are. He don't fit the shit. So we don't know the history here, but when you do a show like this...
The only way we're going to know what's really going on is by watching it.
And by...
No, even then you won't know.
Yeah. You would have had to been able to do, like, interviews with people to understand and figure out what the hell happened. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of rusty on my Japanese... by an infinite amount.
Well, the issue here is that you don't know what goes on in a show. You know that in order to make Yeoman Rand cry in the original Star Trek during a scene, Will Shatner said, can you cry? And she says, you got to give me a minute. And he stood up and he slapped her in the face as hard as he could. That's real. That happened. She gave interview to it. That's a real thing. He stood up and said, bam! And slapped her right in the face, and she got some tears in her eyes, and he said, hit the cameras! That's the kind of shit that goes on in a show you don't know.
Yeah.
Every day, there's some wild shit behind the scenes, contractual and actor-wise, that we don't get to be a part of, and most of the time, you never get the true story.
The scarves.
One's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
One's got
so wait, now you're over here comparing sizes?
Next.
Now let's check these out. See, now we got the single stripe and the double stripe. And now it's really hard, because I'm telling you, what they did was he came back and they just took the costumes they had and put him in it.
Because yeah.
Now the riders are almost unidentifiable except for one thing. This is rider two, two stripes. Yeah. This is rider one stripe.
And now he has silver.
And I'm positive they did this because, just like Power Rangers, there's a theme taking place here. Just like he dropped the nerd knowledge on me, 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, 4 point, 5 point, it identifies the Rangers for you in case you're hardcore colorblind.
Oh,
and in this show...
Wait a minute. Yeah, now my joke about he got a second stripe for the second season isn't right at all. It's... Hey, we're bringing back the first guy. You're number two, bitch.
Yeah. He is rider two, two stripes. He is rider one, one stripe. I'm almost positive of this.
That's how they identify rank.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I'm just waiting for the next.
Oh. Next.
You could have just said next. Handshake, bitch.
And now that looks better.
And see, he does look like the original one on the right now.
Yeah, now he does look like the most like he's getting...
This is definitely different costumes again, too, though.
Yeah.
Because the guy on the right has...
And the boat looks white. where the one on the left is red.
Yeah.
But the white belt belonged to the second rider, and also, look at his back. We already saw this image not too long ago.
Yeah.
So the original rider one had the wing.
Yep, and he has the white stripe.
Now he also has the white stripe. Oh,
so it's rider one, and look at their helmets. He has a white or silver mouthpiece, while the other one has a greenish.
But do you see a stripe on the other one, though?
Yeah, you can't see from the angle very well.
But also, I will tell you that if you look at these two guys, Takashi is a bigger guy, and you can look right at them. Who's the bigger guy? Takashi's big,
was bigger
dude.
Hayato was the smaller guy.
Hayato was a skinny little fucking. I don't even know. Yeah, he was a little bitty dude. Compared to Takashi, shit.
Yeah, he was a bigger guy.
Next.
Surf's up.
Oh, here's welcome to try to figure it out when each one of them has one stripe.
Welcome to Spot the Leader.
Yeah, good luck here, shit.
Hard mode.
Bigger guy is Takashi.
Spot the Leader hard mode.
Which is the bigger guy? Because the other one's standing at an angle, Shane.
Look at the arms. You can see his right arm. This is the guy who's standing at the weird angle. You can obviously see it's smaller than the other guy's arm.
It's...
Bigger guy is Takashi.
That is true. The bigger guy is Takashi, but damn, this is tough.
Yeah, that's...
Because
like
they
said,
keep changing
the
gloves, they keep changing belts.
The issue when I was trying to
Sorry, I have to throw this out there. First. Am I the only one that keeps looking at this picture... and is waiting for fucking Adam West Batman to run by with a bomb?
Dude, awesome.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Next. Oh, that is amazing.
That is fucking beautiful.
That is a different... Look at it. The different colors of the helmet justify which one's one, which one's two now. Because we all know that one wore more black. Now look...
Now both of them are wearing tie scarves.
Yes, they are.
Dude. Yeah, but now you got the red belt and the white belt, and white belt was on the second rider. What? No, the red belt's on the second rider, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, right here.
Number two, that's number one.
I'm going to tell you something.
We're guessing.
I'm going to tell you something.
Without seeing the show, this is really hard.
These guys right here?
But these are epic.
These are fucking...
These two guys walk up on you, you're going to give them your lunch money.
Especially the guy on the right.
No, these two guys walk up on you, you're going to hand them everything that's in your pockets and pray they don't fucking destroy you.
Yeah.
By throwing Sega Saturns at you?
Next.
You to explode twice.
Yeah.
And now we're back to...
No.
No. No.
Kind of cheap stuff again.
Now both... Now, wait, are
no,
both belts white?
No.
Yeah. One of them doesn't have the stripe. The one on the left has no stripe.
And I mean, he's the original. Because the original costume didn't have any stripes.
I'm assuming.
And their masks are different. One face mask is green, the other one's silver.
The other one's darker.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one has a stripe going down the middle of the helmet, the other one does not.
But you know what's great is that we have fans who can literally, like, itemize them out and be like, this picture, this time frame, it's this guy on the right and this guy on the left.
We might need that desperately for some of this.
Yeah. We're just grasping at straws
right
now.
We're doing the same situation. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some of these pictures, and I watched a couple of the action scenes on YouTube, and I'm interested to see the show. I really am. It does intrigue me now. But as I have seen nothing... Because before we watch the show, it's been a common theme for us to just look at costume and grade off first impression.
Yep.
Then, after we see the show, sometimes the suit in motion changes our opinion drastically.
Yeah.
So.
And holy shit.
Plus, much like the Sentai, we're reviewing shit that we didn't get.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
I will kick you. The other guy's like, I'm trying.
I was actually going to do that, too.
The other guy's trying to get his leg up. He's like, I can't quite do it. I can't get it up.
No, he's flying down to stomp a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's going to do the dragon stomp.
So you got the weird flyy kick thing and the flyy stomp thing.
I really don't want these guys to jump me.
Yeah, because the one dude's going to kick you and knock you over, and the other guy's going to crush your chest in.
Obviously, upgrade.
I like Rider One's bike.
Which one is he?
He's the white one.
You
got
the
white. He's the one with the the more black, not the green. The like the bluish.
So
the,
this one over
that
here?
Guy right there, I believe, is Rider One.
Okay, so for the fans who can't tell, Shane is picking the guy on the left.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the only reason I bring this up, though, is this guy seems bigger.
He's also could be the newer one. Then they reboot this show? Aren't there newer writers now? That could throw our theory right out the window.
It could. It could make this very... Because that's not the original costume.
This is not the original costume.
And those are definitely not the original bikes.
Oh, no. These
because
are
some of the movies... There was a movie called... it was called Kamen Rider... The first, and then there was another one called Kamen Rider, either the next or the second. So that's what some of
these could
be
from the movie.
Okay, and some of that could be like, somebody who's playing the role of Takashi, but is not the original actor, and that could
and
really
he might
throw
be
us
smaller
off.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the other guy
next.
Oh, so sweet.
Oh, damn.
So, Bill, me and you are gonna make these and wear them at a con sometime, right?
I'll bet you these are expensive as hell.
I said make them.
Wait, hold on.
So they're not going to look nearly as cool as this.
Just go back one picture. I want to check something. So actually, yes, Shane is correct.
The bluish one.
I just paid attention. Yeah, darker
shit.
One. Because
that
look at the
is,
eyes.
Because look at the eyeballs. We
segmented eyes. The other one has the solid. So yes, Shane picked correctly.
Yeah, cool.
Congratulations. Spot the leader hard mode completed.
I always spot the leader.
Next.
Now he's got the... That looks like...
Now he has
the
double stripe.
And the silver gloves.
And the eyes are...
And the red belt.
And he's Kamen Rider
1. And that's Kamen Rider 1.
He's claiming to be Kamen Rider 1. Yeah. Welcome to my issue I had finding these.
What's going on with your eye there, Shane?
This show... is fucking with me. I always can spot the leader. Now I don't know.
Next.
Again, hard mode enabled.
What do you think of that?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say
I think
left
the guy who's
been
about
bike.
To get on the bike is the first one.
You sure? So.
Yes.
So the first one needed assistance.
Maybe
from the
his
second.
Bike got fucked up. Maybe they're fighting something and his bike gets destroyed and the bigger guy has got a bigger bike. Hop on, bitch.
The leader never rides bitch, Shane.
And in this case, if I'm about to get blown the fuck up, I'm riding bitch right now. Get me the fuck out.
Actually,
get blowed the fuck up and stand up like a goddamn man.
I don't know anything
actually,
about this
technically,
show.
Actually, technically speaking, the leader could ride bitch if he's going to jump off the back of the motorcycle and land on like a giant truck or some shit.
You know,
and be like, fuck your face, pulling you out of the truck.
We're back. We're done. So
that was it for the first episode of the Sentai Review Kamen Rider series.
And look at that. You were sitting there like, yeah, these will be easy, like, 15-minute episodes. We're
at almost
an hour.
I know. I knew these were going to be an hour. I said the 15-minute episodes are the versus we're going to do after we're done filming this.
No, I meant when we had originally, we were like, you know, last filming session. We were like, yeah, well, those could be quick ones.
Well,
we'll just toss
originally,
them out.
Originally, if this was going to be a Saturday post instead of part of the original normal series that we do, what I was thinking was we would get two or three images for each guy and go over them quickly and rapid fire them. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought if we're going to do the show,
it should be done
just like the show.
Yeah. Right.
So we shouldn't discredit.
And that's why I found
a
lot of them.
Yeah, we shouldn't discredit the writer.
Including Spot the Leader.
Yeah, just
I will have
being,
to say, this was one of the better episodes we've done because we don't know nothing about the show, so everything was, like, different. It was a surprise. We didn't know what we were going to get.
For a while, we've known a lot about the show that we're talking about. Maybe not in terms of Sentai, but we've seen all these robots before.
Yeah.
So it was nice to go back to something that could shock us and surprise
us. We don't know nothing.
Picture.
And until somebody gets this show to let us watch it, we just have speculations. I don't know who the leader is.
Well,
it's one of the motherfuckers.
Once again, Bill got that link so we can view episodes. I mean, it was for Sentai, but that's not to say that there's not Kamen Rider on there.
I gotta say, this is probably my favorite episode of the Super Sentai I've been in, except for maybe time with the last one.
Oh, yeah, the last episode.
When we shit all over Bill.
Yeah. Look at him.
Personally,
look at him.
Nick, I think that was my favorite
as
well.
I just saw something.
What's up?
Who's the company that's doing the Sentai DVD releases?
Funimation.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I don't know.
Why not?
Toei Animation.
It's Shout Studios.
Shout Studios. Could they get a hold of the Kamen Rider for America?
Shout Studios is really confusing in the way they release stuff. And here's the here's the reason I say. I don't understand how people are buying it. But sometimes, I'm sorry, it's Shout Factory, Shout just Factory. To correct myself. Yeah. But Shout Factory will sometimes release stuff to Walmart, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll release like a season, and it'll be like $14. Mm-hmm. Then randomly, they will put out like five or six different shows or series mm-hmm. that don't go to Walmart. They go to like specialty shops.
Right.
And that's, so I don't understand how Shout Factory does its releases, because the only place I was... Excuse me. The only place I was able to find the Zurangers was they were sent to FYE.
If you want the show, I'll Amazon this bitch.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, Scott does that shit all the time.
So it's kind of wild.
See, proof
but
you don't
a lot
pay
of these,
to the messenger that
a lot of these, like... a lot of these have been removed or released already by Shout Factory. But they're going to, like, specialty shops like FYE.
Because I've been to the Shout Factory, well, Shout, whatever, their website. I have not seen a Kamen Rider release, so I'm wondering if they could get a hold of it.
I'll bet you, by the kind of material they've been releasing, they probably already have it. But then there's also the other problem, should you be looking for Kamen Rider? Or are they relabeling it as Masked Rider and releasing... I mean, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could go to their website directly and see what they're doing. But they do release... Because I found the Arzio. I found the O-Rangers. We're already released in a full set.
Yeah. The O-Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, that was just sitting at FYE. But that's the only place you could find it. For some reason, those sets are not going to the Walmarts and the Targets and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't, and I'm not a preferred Walmart customer or nothing.
I mean, the Power Rangers
that,
are, but...
It's just that it confuses me that it's going to one place and then not the other. Like, how do they decide how to release it? Woo! Woo! Woo!
Something tells me that's a price tag right
oh,
there.
Oh, man!
$180 box set. Damn, son!
Blu-ray.
Ooh,
Kamen Rider Shinzo J Blu-ray box. Release date was December 24th, 2015, from Bandai Entertainment. Costs $150.
It is Region A. I don't know if that means anything to us or not.
Region A, I think...
It depends on your DVD player. Sometimes you can check
America
to see what
have
yours
region
plays.
Region A, so...
Yeah.
So if we do, then awesome. There you go.
Okay.
PlayAsia.com.
So, that is the first episode. We are done here. And... We're going to start throwing these into a circulation, so I don't know, you might see it every third episode or something like that. We're starting to take off an awful lot onto our plate, because now we're doing the show review, we're doing the robots, and now we're adding Kamen Rider. I told you.
And topic.
All we did was open the floodgate with this thing. Yeah, this.
We could just start skipping the topic until we're like, okay, we're burnt out on these actual reviews. Let's just talk
I think the
shit.
Topic is a good idea. To jump onto the topic from time to time, because these, I enjoy doing them, but if you do the same thing over and over and over and over, it gets tedious. So it's nice to do some writer stuff, then some Sentai stuff, then some topic stuff. It's nice to switch it up and figure out what you should or could do.
Box one. I don't know what the fuck that is in American.
They can't hear you, sir.
No, he found something else, and I don't... Okay. This is, there's also Box 1.
Which is the very first season.
Yep, which is only season 1 of The Kamen Rider. 646 minutes, 1971 to 1973, so it seems to be the whole thing. It seems to be complete. And right now, if you are willing to spend 25,521 yen, it's all yours.
Which means cut the couple cut two zeros off the end, that's...
I found Sci-Fi Live Action Kamen Rider Blu-ray Box 1, and it looks like the picture that he showed us.
Yeah.
You can get this for a grand total of
Well, you're also on Amazon, so
$303.
Ouch.
On Blu-ray.
Oh my god.
Okay. First off, is that brand new?
New, yes.
Okay. And about the region. Second of off, is that some cocksucker who's just trying to price gouge?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna stream the shit out of it.
Because do shit for free.
Because damn. It was like 25,502 or something like that. 520 something.
Better check to see if it is what region it is.
Right.
I don't know. Regardless, it doesn't.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Yeah.
That literally puts a little bit. I feel like I went down a roller coaster.
Wait, you think? Well, you think you're gonna get this for $10?
No, I'm not expecting ten bucks. But damn, I gotta pay $150.
This is a show we never
least,
got here.
At the very least.
Yeah. At the very. Well, no. You have to spend at the very least $150 just for the fucking DVDs or Blu-rays. Then you still have to pay customs to get them motherfuckers from Japan to America.
Yeah, they're not.
He's not kidding. That's real.
Could be why it's so expensive because of all the shipping and stuff.
So the Blu-ray box one set would be about $250. You were right.
Yeah.
Plus shipping. And with that being from Japan and having to go through customs, and then for us who live in the Midwest, you'd have to get it across country.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at probably another $200-$250.
Bill! For
I'm just taking a guess on it. It's probably nowhere near that because it's just a box set. It's not a huge thing.
Plus, we're also highballing because it's always better to expect high.
It's probably going to be closer to costing you about $300 to $400
tax
to get
season.
It over here.
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, just tax put, season.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even charge season. Tax on that. So, yeah, it's probably going to cost about $400.
Bill, just put $500.
Get on it, buddy.
Just put $500 back, you know, a little bit of money. A little bit of money. Nothing
yeah.
big. Nothing big.
Bill.
A few pennies.
Yeah. Probably a couple video games
couple
are coming out. A
couple pennies.
That you could just not do.
That's not a couple of games, okay? That's not. I asked you to skip two games so that you could get the lifetime membership. You're asking me to skip.
A system.
Yeah.
Hey, that Xbox One.
Yeah, just I don't want that thing anyway. But you're basically like, hey, that PlayStation 5's coming out. You know, if you don't get it this year or next year, you could watch a couple episodes of that there writer. And I'm like, let me get on that Facebook and push stream. We're out of here. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.